for a Medicare drug card have signed up for one. That's despite the fact that it can save qualifying low-income seniors $1,200 over the next 2 years. In Wisconsin, fewer than 50,000 seniors have signed up for a card. A benefits specialist at the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, Matthew Hayes, says the program has had little impact on the state.
It hasn't even made a blip. We work with approximately 30,000 clients per year or more. I've had maybe one call about it.
Hayes says the complexity of the drug card program is one reason seniors don't like it. There are dozens of companies offering the cards, each with different discounts. He says most who qualify are opting instead for the better deal they can get from the state's own senior care drug discount program. It has fixed copay amounts from $5 to $15 and covers a wide range of drugs.
For everyone, the drugs remain the same, and the amount you're going to pay, you can know exactly how much you're going to pay into the future. With the drug card, you don't know what's going to happen.
Medicare officials have tried to simplify the drug card process on a special web page that allows seniors to type in the list of drugs they use and search for the card that would be cheapest for them. And companies offering the cards have stepped up marketing programs ahead of the sign-up deadline. But neither effort has increased enrollment. A new Medicare drug benefit takes effect in 2006, and Hayes says it promises to be even more complicated for seniors to use than the drug cards. Senior advocacy groups are lobbying the federal government now to simplify it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.